The last time the Royals played at Dodger Stadium was back in 2003 when Dave Roberts batted leadoff for LA. Mike Moustakas and Justin Turner, the two All-Star final vote-getters, recognized ahead of Friday's series opener.
Escobar lines one into right center field. Back-to-back two-out hits. Alcides Escobar brings home Mike Moustakas to make it 1-0.
First and second, two out. Logan Forsythe coming up. Line drive, base hit into right field. Rounding third is Utley. He is on his way home, and he will score. And the Dodgers have tied it at 1.
2-2 again. That is throw for a base hit. Maeda hits third and comes home. Merrifield's throw is late. Corey Seager puts the Dodgers in front.
2-1 Dodgers, one out, nobody on. Here's the 2-2. Puig with a fly ball deep to left field. It's on its way, and there it goes. And the Dodgers now lead it 3-1.
Well, we saw yesterday the importance of extending the lead in the eighth inning. Driven to right center field. Back goes Kane. It's over his head. Chase Utley, the ninth active player with 1,000 career RBIs.
Chase Utley records a milestone, and the Dodgers win 4-1. They get four scoreless frames from their bullpen on Friday, capped off by Kenley Jansen, who now has 21 saves with a 0.98 ERA. The Dodgers have now won four straight games and seven of their last eight. Here's their manager, Dave Roberts.
It was a solid outing, and the stuff had teeth. He competed, and, you know, there was that third and fourth inning that I think he threw 47 pitches, something like that, and there was some stress in there, had to work. I thought the leadoff walk to or the two-out walk wasn't a good walk to Merrifield, and just led to some more pitches. But, you know, overall, Kenta threw really well in that Escobar at bat. You know, he kept going and battling and got a two-out hit, but Kenta was really good tonight. And for me, the two stressful innings, working really hard, and in that fifth inning, to get out of that with some emotion, I felt that, you know, you get a rested pen to go at those guys, and I felt good about Kenta's five innings.
Even when he's not making the contact that he wants to make, it seems like Logan continues to get on base. In fact, his on-base percentage is the highest of his career. What do you see from him?
I think that there's a consistent approach. There's an intent every time he steps in the box, and I think that people are quick to look at the average. But Logan has consistently got on base for us, you know, even when he was struggling as far as average. So I like the compete every time he gets in the box, and he's been playing very good defense for us, allowing me to move him around to spell certain guys. But he's really been a big part of what we're doing. Yeah, you know, you're not going to see too much emotion out of Chase, but, you know, it's something that we in the clubhouse have talked about and we've been anticipating. So for him, a big hit for us tonight, but another RBI for Chase, 1,000 RBIs. It's a great milestone, and yeah, we didn't expect too much emotion from him.
When you talk about Gasiel's season a lot this year, but just how much of a weapon is it having him in the eighth hole with power he's shown this season?
It is. You know, you combine where he's at in the order and the production, as well on top of the defensive play, you know, that's a plus player. And so he's learned and understood, you know, situations when the pitcher's behind him to be able to take the walk. But if there's a mistake out of the plate, you know, he's got 16 homers and driven in a lot of runs. So he's on his way to having a really nice season.
Hey, were you surprised the ball got out of her tonight, considering how thick the air was?
Which one?
I mean, the fact that Quake got one out.
No. With him, it doesn't matter. The marine layer doesn't really affect Yasiel when he gets it good. I actually thought the first one early on, Taylor might have got it, but Kane made a nice play on him. But, you know, when Yasiel hits it good, it's not coming back.
24 of 28, you've gone 24 for your last 28 games. I know you've got two games before the All-Star break, but do you kind of want to keep the mojo going? And is the All-Star break coming at a bad time because of the streak that you're on?
All-Star breaks come at a great time. We all look forward to the 4 days, all of us except for about six guys, which is great for them. But we're not concerned about that. It's time that we've been looking forward to, but you know, once the second half starts, we'll be ready to go.
Dave, you gave Cody a day off yesterday, but kind of still struggled to get today. But how nice was it to see him kind of beat the shift there, at least to get on base and try to get on base?
I thought it was really good. You know, I think with Cody, just wanted to get him away from things a little bit yesterday. For him to come back, got the bunt base hit, taking what they're going to give you, and took a walk. So it was actually a nice night for Cody and for us. So just for him to continue to try to stay in the strike zone, I thought he took some good swings tonight. And, you know, even Corey, you know, that last at bat he flew out to center field, I thought that was a really good swing. So I think Corey's on his way back too.
LA will look to continue its winning ways on Saturday when Brandon McCarthy comes off the DL to make the start.